Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Jumbo, everyone, what's up? And welcome to the happiest podcast on earth. In today's episode, we are blessed to be in the presence of Equity Ben himself to discuss things to do outside of Disney World. We'll also be talking about some things Disney, but sometimes you need a break from all the chaos in the parks, the resorts, and we are here to tell you everything we feel you should check out in the area that's not Disney. If you enjoy the podcast, make sure to check out our website, happiestpodcastonearth.com. If you're looking for all the latest merch, latest episodes, and you want some information about us, the cast, you can also support us by checking out our Patreon page, patreon.com/happiestpodcastonearth. If you are looking to support us, that goes a very long way. You also get bonus content with that. We do a lot of fun virtual meetups. We do giveaways, all that stuff. So patreon.com/happiestpodcastonearth. That helps fund our podcast here and make everything possible. So please check that out if you want. And then you can also support us by checking out our sponsors presented to you throughout the episode. So with all that being said, let's introduce your happiest podcast on earth team for today's episode. Today, we have Nick Lee in the house. Nick Lee, what's going on?
Hey, everyone.
We have Mitch Anzovino.
What's going on, guys?
Welcome back to the show, my brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Miss you guys.
And we have the one and only Equity Ben.
Hi,
I don't know if you prefer
going
by your just name or do you prefer just Equity Ben? You tell me.
I'll tell you. Most of my friends call me Ben, but I have been called at Publix, in the back of a dirty van, at a Hooters. Everybody calls me Equity Ben. And, you know, I started going by Equity Ben on purpose because I was sick and tired of being called that frozen guy. So
I'm sure.
It got old fast. I was at a Publix one time and I was buying a pint of Ben and Jerry's and some guy shoved his finger in my face and he goes, "I get it. You're in the frozen section." And I was like, this has got to stop. So
so ridiculous.
I came up with Equity Ben because that's my union and that's my name. And I threw that up on Instagram real quick. And that's how all this started.
Love it. I love it. We will get to talking to you about you in just a little bit here. So you can kind of plug yourself and just, I mean, obviously a lot of our listeners know who you are. But again, we don't frozen guy. We're going to learn about Equity Ben. Let's learn about Equity Ben. So do you guys have anything to say before we get started?
Nick, not much.
Mitch, nothing.
I will say that the parks were slow this week. We're going to go off Disney. The parks have been slow this week. So if you were at the parks, you probably experienced a shorter wait time, at least in my experience.
Which you don't hear that often, honestly.
It's true.
So you really doubt.
The traffic on I-4 was not bad. That's how I judge it.
Oh, boy.
Especially down my road.
That's not true. There's no such thing.
I made it home from Epcot in 19 minutes. Never happens.
That's impressive.
But what he's not telling everybody is that he lives in a camper in the Epcot park.
Yeah. I had no traffic on I-4. Well, you don't take I-4 home, so that helps.
Just take World Drive a couple miles down.
When you live in Tampa like me, it's a 2-hour drive when it should be literally 45 minutes. So, no, I love that.
You just got a Breaking Bad at like Mitch, and then you're set.
Go mobile, baby. Love it. I have a couple things. So first off, shout out to all of our Patreon members. We did our virtual night last Friday. We did Disney de Mayo night, and things got rowdy. I got reckless a little bit, I'm not gonna lie, but we always have fun. We have our drinks, we played a lot of fun games online, we just had good chats with our Patreon members. So there was a good 15 to 20 of us on there. And just what an awesome time. We always have a great time with that. We try to do it monthly. I would say the next meetup we'll have for Patreon members will be sometime in June. But just an awesome time. So thank you to all that came for that and just participated and had fun. So and also I will be around Disney area celebrating a birthday around the weekend of the 21st. So if you are in the area, feel free to hit us up. I'll try to say hi. But that is going to also be a day of a lot of fun. So we will see what happens with that. I believe a lot of boardwalk action, but we'll see. If you're going to be in the area, let us know. But I don't really want to take up too much time because, again, we have Ben here who is just Again, blessing us with his presence. So we want to hear all about, so people know you as the Frozen guy, but you are doing so much, so many funny things and great things as far as content goes. I know, you know, I always knew of you as well, but I never really knew you too much. We actually had an event, the Magic Streamdom events, this past, what was it, December? Yeah. Which was over at Give Kids the World, and you rocked it, like rocked it. And I was immediately, I added you and I was like, oh, this has to happen. And ever since, it's been no regrets. Your content is hilarious. You're amazing. And it's not all just like funny content. Like you're, I'm going to say a talented chef cook, but, if you want to discuss, I mean, a lot of the things that you do on social media, and again, for our listeners, go follow at Equity Ben right now. I promise you it's worth it, but go ahead, Ben.
So during the pandemic, I was given the opportunity, and I call it an opportunity because it really changed my life for the better, of basically doing all of my comedy, my content online, and stepping away from full-time employment. And I did it mostly because I wanted to spend time with my family, but stepping away from full-time employment, had to put food on the table, and I never cooked before. And I realized very, very quickly that cooking is just following directions. And I thought to myself, anyone can cook, but Disney owns that. So I called my show Any Schmuck Can Cook. And it's basically a comedian's attempt at following recipes. I show the world that anybody can throw together a healthy, smart, delicious meal without having a background in food. So I do that show. I do it live on my Instagram stories Monday through Thursday. I film early in the day so that when you get home from your job, you can watch the whole episode. And then the fun part is we do a taste test at the end where you can watch my family try the food I've cooked. And believe me, they're very honest and sometimes they don't like what I've made.
So I was dying because recently I think you did was it enchiladas?
Yeah.
And I forget who it was in there.
My mother. Yes. It was my mother.
Everybody was like 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. This is amazing. She's like, what is it? Like 8.5 or something, or 6.5 or something.
And then the worst part is, right? We shut the cameras off and she's like, I'm done. I'm not eating this. This is not an 8.5. This is like a 2. I'm like, why aren't you honest? I can't. Well, I don't want people to think. Everybody else, we devoured. We ate her serving.
Like, wait, so she was so the only one who didn't like it.
I mean, I love my mom. I love my mom so much. But when you are so much alike with another person, you hate them. And I think that's my mom and I. We're the same person that I just want to strangle her. So like, for instance, Mother's Day. So we just did this Disney cruise, and I'm sure you want to talk about that. But there's a restaurant on the Disney cruise called Palo. It's their fine dining restaurant. Now, my husband and I have sailed so many times that we get to go to that restaurant for free. So we thought, how exciting would it be to take my mother for Mother's Day? She shows up fresh from the shower. Her hair was sopping. She looked like a drowned rat. And that's how we go to brunch at the most exclusive restaurant on the Disney ships.
Classic. Sure,
no pictures classic. Are taken there, I'm assuming, right?
Well, of course I had to take a picture. Because
it's Mother's Day.
I mean, I've lost 167, 168 pounds. I looked really good in my suit. So for me, it's like, I want to show off how good I look. I don't care how bad my mom looks.
It probably helps even more.
That's funny. Like, yeah.
Well, I joke too, because right before I started losing weight and I had my daughter, I played Edna from Hairspray, the John Travolta character.
Oh,
and they put me in drag, like big fake boobs and a big fake butt. And I had to shave all of my everything off, and my eyebrows, everything. And I looked like my mom.
Oh gosh, that's hilarious. Did you get a picture with her?
Dressed like that? That would have been funny. No, yeah, it was like one of those like really over professional gigs where, you know, nobody's allowed backstage.
Oh yeah.
Security. Yeah. So we didn't get a picture together, but so I've done a side by side and it really does. I really do.
Look that is hilarious. Well, I love your cooking content. I know. I was always the same way. And I always think that, like, people ask, do you cook? And I'm always just like, I can follow directions, but like, I couldn't tell you a lick about, like, oh, I have these ingredients. I could easily throw it like a chicken. That's like, there's no way. But if I've got a list of things, I love cooking. Like, I enjoy doing it.
Yeah. And the more you do it, the more comfortable you are in the kitchen. And now I'm at the point where I am also doing the grocery shopping. So I know what's in my house and I go, oh, this meal will be cheap because I only need an eggplant, a tomato, and a cucumber. And you're like, boom, now for the cost of an eggplant, a cucumber, and a tomato, I can make an entire meal because I've got everything else in the house. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I don't know how you were when you first started out. Did you like watch YouTube videos to start out, like certain recipes and stuff? That's what I did. I would just go on YouTube, type in how to make lemon pepper chicken or something, like try to replicate it. And I'd be like, okay, it's not bad. But then you learn how to build off of that and make other things off of one video.
I decided that for content purposes, going in blind would be funnier. So yeah, I basically taught myself on camera how to do things. And I cut myself and I burned. I told you I wouldn't curse. And I did.
We don't care. Wait, what was your first meal? What was the first thing you did? And was it good?
It was a taco bake, which is so basic. That's just like, you know, meat and salsa and cheese on top. But people were like obsessed because I've never done it before. I had to like measure the pan because at the time I didn't know what 9 by 13. I mean, I know what 9 inches is, but not because of cooking. I had to figure all that stuff out and people were like, oh, this is really funny because it's authentic. And now I think it's more like a lot of people watch what I cook because it's very health conscious. I'm very focused on making sure my family eats healthy foods that taste good. And also my daughter's eating what I cook. And that's a lot of true. People go, oh, you're able to get your daughter to eat escargot and eat ahi tuna. And it's because I make foods like this every single week that are health conscious. That's true.
Yeah. You're killing like 4 birds with 1 stone there, I feel, with just everything. Do you have a favorite meal that you've made? Something that gone back to?
Those enchiladas are great, but we have been making this 3-bean chili. It's a skinny taste. Her name's Gina. Actually, we're friends online because of my show. She's like this multimillionaire that lives on the beach in Long Island overlooking the water. And we like chit chat about
that's amazing
life. It's insane. I was for a while, I was friends with like Rosie O'Donnell because of TikTok. I mean, like insane. Like
that's crazy.
Johnny Weir. I don't know if you know who that is, but like insane people. Like, I can't believe that I'm friends with these people, but they probably would say, I don't actually know who he is. I DM'd him. Wow, she does a 3-bean chili. We make that 3-bean chili every single week because it is just so good. And honestly, it's so healthy. We just use ground turkey.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's what I use most of the time now. My stomach doesn't do well with the old red meat anymore. So
I'm going to tell you, it's
a struggle.
And it freezes really well. And we use it all the time. And here's the secret. I am very cheap, very cheap. When ground turkey burgers go on sale, they're already prepackaged. You pop them in the freezer. And then when you want to cook them, you just take them out the night before, just in its package and put them in the fridge. Boom. You don't have to worry about it. It's so cheap. Yes.
I love it. Yeah. Those are always fun. So definitely, I might have to get that recipe. If that video is on your Instagram or something, I'll have to grab it. Cause
yeah, those are Monday. Try the chili. And Thursday, and if you check them out right around 6 p.m. in my stories, you can catch the whole day's worth of cooking and the taste tests at the same time.
That's awesome. And then you also have some very comedic things. I know the joke of the day is a big thing for you, which is always funny. And then we were talking just before the show about the, I don't even know what you call it, like the ring video, like the ring door alarm video. It is literally the moment I see a new ring video pop up, I'm like, I'm sold. This is going to be funny. And I haven't had like a dull one yet. I just am like, these are hilarious because your family is just so funny. All like everybody's just hilarious. So, yeah, I don't know if you want to explain those, but
my daughter is a star. She's just a star. And I think that people come to me and they say, are these fake? And I think they think they're fake because I'm a professional comedian and I'm rubbing off on my kids. So she's just so naturally funny. And there's nothing fake about her. You can't tell her to do anything. She's her own person.
So funny.
She's strong-willed and she just comes up with all this on her own. So anytime that I'm in front of that doorbell, I just get her talking and it's all very natural. And I started posting stuff on TikTok and went hugely viral last year. And I had about 1 million followers. And then anti-LGBTQ users, which the only reason I'm telling you this is because I want your listeners, I want anybody to know that when you hear the gay community explaining that we are still fighting for rights, this is real. We don't make this stuff up. I don't want to sound like, I'm complaining or kvetching. I'm very thankful for all the rights that we have as citizens, but this stuff happens all the time. A bunch of anti-LGBTQ users mass falsely reported my account and it got banned.
Oh, what?
Oh my gosh.
So I lost my account and 1 million followers. And I actually gave up on TikTok for almost a full year.
Wow.
And only recently went back because it really helped drive business to my Instagram. So I went back. I've been back about 6 weeks. I'm at about 225,000 TikTok users.
That's insane.
And but most of them are from before. So these ring videos primarily are the focus on my TikTok, but Instagram is now offering incentives because Meta, Facebook, they have pumped billions of dollars into Facebook and Instagram to try to compete with TikTok. So they're paying creators to create reels right now. So I'm basically just posting my TikToks on my Instagram for a full month while they're paying us to do it. But I really don't care about it. I know that sounds awful.
Like take advantage of it.
Right. If they're paying me, I'm going to do it. So there's not a lot of thought into it. I'm just posting what I know will hit. But it pisses me off because you get paid per view, right? Mm-hmm. So I've had 1 million views, give or take, over the past, 20 days that Instagram has offered this. And I just want you guys to guess how much Instagram has paid me for 1 million views.
$1,000.
That's a good guess.
I know it's not a lot.
Is it more or less?
It's less.
Oh crap.
Oh wow. Like, are you serious?
Yes. And this is them incentivizing us to post.
And they pump billions of dollars into it and they're paying you.
Wait, 500.
Less.
Not even worth it.
300.
I made $151.
Oh my gosh. So it's like
you could make an OnlyFans for like and make more money.
So, and I don't know. Listen, I don't know if I signed something that says I'm not allowed to talk about it and they're going to take that $151 away if they hear this, but I don't care because it's $151.
That's insane.
I've made more today just in sponsorships, but that's beside the point. The point is this promotion is you can get $8,500 in 1 month if you get 85 million views.
Oh, gosh.
That's crazy.
And
what's insane is that if you add up all the views I've had on TikTok from my videos, the same videos I'm posting on Instagram cleared it. Easy. But on Instagram, I don't get any of those views. My highest viewed video on TikTok before I was banned was like 28 million views. I posted that same video on TikTok and I got 250,000 views.
Jeez.
And I might even be wrong. It might be less than that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Gosh. Yeah. Wow. That's just wild.
But then they want to say, well, why aren't people sticking with Facebook? Why aren't people sticking with Instagram? And that's why.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And listen, that's
a good point.
I'm scared. Yeah, go for it. I'm sorry.
No, sorry. I was just saying, like, you think about the way, like, Instagram has been the past, like, 10 years. I go on Instagram to see pictures. I've never went on Instagram to watch reels like they have now. I usually stumble upon reels, like, while scrolling through Facebook, and I click one, and I scroll through a few. But if I'm going for, like, strictly video content, I'm going to TikTok. You know what I mean?
My favorite meme that I saw is reels are TikToks that are 2 weeks old for 15
years. That's a good point.
Literally.
I feel like, yeah, people make TikToks and then they post on Instagram with those TikToks.
Then your parents send you a link.
They are trying so hard. I feel like now it's, I mean, on Instagram, it's just, I mean, you see a picture, you're like, wow, that's kind of weird that this is just like staying still. I'm used to just like video.
I know. And that's a really good example. So I posted this picture of my family watching the sunset on the Disney cruise. It's my favorite picture I've posted in a very long time. Mm-hmm. And it performed okay. And I don't care about that stuff. Right? Yeah. I don't care about how things perform unless money's involved. Then please, I need to perform. But that's just for me, right? I'm posting that because I really thought this was a beautiful picture. Mm-hmm. Well, I also made a reel because they're paying me to make these reels. That did substantially better because it's moving. Yeah, I don't understand.
That's sad.
That's crazy.
Especially when you have a really nice picture too. Like, gosh, that used to be like so appreciated, but now it's just, I don't think it's as appreciated as much.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm not on Facebook. Yeah. The only reason I have a Facebook, I have a Facebook without any followers just because they force you to have a Facebook when you do these partnership deals with branded content. Mm-hmm. So you have to have one.
I
don't follow anybody. Nobody follows me. It's just a private because I have to have it.
Yeah, Facebook's kind of a dying breed, I think, at this point. I have it solely just because I have a lot of pictures on there that I just want to save. And I need to just like save into my computer because like same thing. I know I don't ever really need to post like statuses anymore. Like I just don't mm-hmm. feel the need to do that.
Cringe. You know, you go back, if you look at somebody's timeline.
I do it every single morning. Click on Facebook memories and you go, what was I doing 11
years ago?
Going to the mall.
Yeah.
Okay. Watching Mrs. Doubtfire. Why?
All right. With that being said, we went off on a tangent. Let's talk about non-Disney things again. So, all right. So that was our Disney of the day. We're going to talk about, so we've had some listeners write into us and say they want to learn just some things that are around the Disney area that are fun to do. Because, I mean, if you're on a week vacation and some people stay for 2 weeks, you get Disneyed out. You just get these times of like, you know what, let's go try something else. And you should. I think it's important because Orlando area has so much to offer as far as just entertainment, great restaurants, great shopping, all these things. That I feel like it's nice to kind of venture out a little bit, and a lot of people might not have vehicles to do it, but I mean, now with Uber, Lyft, I mean, Mitch.
I just got hired as a minivan driver, just so everyone knows that.
Oh, did you? Oh, they're back.
Yeah, part time. 2 days a week.
They're back.
That's all I wanted to do. I like Uber.
So
can
people
can you guys get tipped? I'm dying to know. Are you allowed to get tipped?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't a thing at the beginning, right? I feel like they weren't allowed to get tips.
I just know that Disney's so specific about who can and can't get tipped.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
I remember one time. So I did the Hoop-Dee-Doo review for almost.
That's my jam. That's my jam.
I was a Sixpence for almost 20 years. And I remember this family walked over and they said, "You made our vacation." And they handed me $100 and we weren't allowed to take that.
That's so sad.
Because we could get fired. So I said, "I'm so sorry, but I can't take that." They took that $100. They gave it to their server, who I hated. And that man earned $100
because
I was funny. And what did he do? He brought them chicken and ribs because that's all they do. They don't write shit. Boom, and that's it. And then he gets an extra $100 because I was funny.
They make bank and they have the easiest job. I swear I was so mad because tips included or whatever, like gratuities included with that too. And we had one server who was, it was an older guy, terrible. Like he was literally the guy that would just like throw food on the table and just didn't play any sort of part or anything. And it's just like, man, this guy, he knows the game. We're like, he's going to be getting paid no matter what.
Yeah.
He don't give a
serving jobs, like, in the world at Disney. Yep. BOMA, all those places. They're just like,
one lady,
you know, my family saw that show. My mother and father, they saw that show like 15 times because I was there for 20 years. My husband saw the show like 37 times because he would always take people to the show because it is hard to find.
Yeah.
So he would always, anytime friends were in town or whatever, we would get a 50% discount. And so he would take them and watch the show. And I'll never forget the time where he got Betty, the oldest server. Right? And he said, "I'll have a Diet Coke." And 25 minutes later, he got a root beer and he said, "I just drank it because I knew nothing else was coming."
I love that. I love it. That is.
And
so
I remember
true.
Betty too. She drove the nicest Cadillac. And one time she was like, "Honey, I need you to move my Cadillac." She handed me the keys to her Cadillac. Why I had to move it. I'm like, I'm an actor and I'm moving her Cadillac. And so I had to go park her Cadillac. So I turned on and you know, she's old. So I was being very respectful. She had retired. She's probably dead, to be honest. And so I'm moving her Cadillac. I turn on the Cadillac, and I swear Jesus was singing in my ear. This gospel music was like, "Oh, sweet Jesus, oh, sweet Jesus." And I was like, she's deaf? And I'm like, no wonder she's bringing people root beer. She can't hear. But I parked her car and I walked.
That's
brilliant. I always tried to be nice to everybody. I didn't always win that battle.
That's
but with Betty,
brilliant.
I won. She was a very sweet, sweet woman.
I love that. That is so funny. Well, I love who
I think
Hoop
she's
is a great.
She
show.
Was just trying to convert the Jew, is what she was doing.
She was converting slowly but surely, trying to like, yeah.
She didn't need me to move that car. She wanted me to hear that music.
Hey, I left my book in the break room. Can you grab it? It's just the Bible.
Oh, sweet Jesus! Oh, sweet Jesus! Sweet Jesus!
All right, let's get into it. So I think we can talk about let's start with just anything as far as just getting away to just get like a peaceful spot. I would say like just like a spot to just get away from like the chaos. These can be like nature spots, anything like that. I know there's some beautiful areas in the around. I think everybody thinks of Orlando as just like pure chaos, which 99% of it is. Do you guys have any spots that you're just like, you know what? I just need to get like a nice quiet, like just away. I just need to get away.
I think. Are you asking us?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just say my top number one, the getaway from Disney that's kind of still near Disney, is Celebration for me. I think it is a good area just to like, you can rent scooters there. So they have those scooters companies where you can just like scan it on your phone. I love to just ride a scooter through Celebration, go on all the different trails or paths and stuff, sit by the lake, grab ice cream, grab a drink, and just hang out around Celebration. Because it is kind of like a Disney town, you could say. It's very clean cut. A beautiful little town that's very tight knit, I would say. So that's probably my top place outside of proper to hang out.
Yeah, I think that's a great spot. I feel like, I don't know if it's the additions in like Windermere and Winter Garden, but like, I feel like I don't hear much about Celebration anymore. And that used to be the spot. And I think it still is just an amazing location because they do have a little bit of everything. I love the tavern there. I mean, tavern is just one of the best bars. If you like beer, they have all these beers from around the world.
Do you think it's because of how Stepford Wives-esque Celebration is, as opposed to Winter Garden is very authentic. Windermere is very authentic. I mean, definitely. I mean, I am a Windermere boy. And I'll tell you that a lot of my neighbors have their nose in the air. So, you know, it comes with a grain of salt, but at least they're authentic, right? Like you see a house in Windermere and it would not fit in Celebration. And Celebration, like you said, everything is clean cut. It is exactly to the T because their HOA is insane. But, you know, downtown Winter Garden, there's no HOA. Downtown Windermere, there's no HOA. I'll never forget when you were driving in on Main Street in Windermere and you were going towards Disney on the corner right on Lake Butler, there used to be this little fishing shack about 10 years ago. And this guy, he is the inventor of the touchscreen. He bought that fishing shack. He demolished it and built like a 20,000 square foot house there.
Those houses are ridiculous. Sure, they're so ridiculous.
But it's so ugly. It looks like an Olive Garden. But that's what I'm saying is you can own an Olive Garden in the middle of Windermere because nobody's telling you no.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I think that's a very good point. I mean, they're so close to, what is it, 192 or whatever, where you can, you know, there's a lot of those chains and junk. And I mean, you get those great souvenir shops of the Wizard and the Orange and all those, like the best, great locations. But you're right. Once you get into that celebration, it is. I don't fit in, I feel, there because I'm just not that kind of guy.
Yeah, so I know what you mean. Yeah.
But it's fun. To go for a day, that's a great spot. And that's, again, for quiet, I mean, literally that Starbucks right there downtown. I mean, you could just get that and walk around.
And a Columbia. Lot of I mean, that Cuban food at Columbia, I mean, it's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not cheap. It ain't cheap, but it's really
good. The diner there is really good, too.
Great breakfast place
right there. Yeah.
But that's really a good spot. Area. That's a good spot. I think mine's a little farther away. The only one I could really think of, if you want to make like a little trip, especially just if you have a vehicle with you, Wekiva Springs is still just one of my favorite spots of just, if you want to go and just like kayak and just see some beautiful water, the swimming hole there with the bar and the food trucks and stuff. I mean, it can be packed. You have to get there really early, but, that's one of my favorite locations. I mean, that's talking like an hour and a half drive, I know, but, if you're just trying to get away, that is literally one of my favorite spots. So, that's for me. I don't know if you guys have any, as far as more local, but, otherwise we can kind of hop into just entertainment. I would say just like things to do that, not necessarily like food related or anything, but just what are some fun things that you like to go see and do that are more just for entertainment purposes. Do you have any?
I mean, not really entertainment wise. I have iDrive on here. I know you wanted to talk about iDrive a little bit. So
obviously in the news, right? In the news lately for bad reasons, but, Icon Park. I mean, before that I still would go. It's a beautiful little area. They set up with fun shops and restaurants and, you know, they have the Orlando Eye. So the big Ferris wheel, which is really cool.
I'm obsessed with like the escape rooms and not drive escape.
Honestly. There's so much fun and there are so many options that you have in the nearby area. There's Escapology, Lockbusters, Escape Effect, Dare to Escape, Escape Game. You got lots of options.
Don't get me wrong. I love Escapology. I think they're great. They are definitely the Disney World of escape rooms. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with the mom and pop escape rooms where there's some guy in a back with a broom that makes the effects happen. Like that's what I like. And there have been times where I'm in an escape room and you're like, I definitely didn't figure that out, but the key just fell. You're like, it shouldn't have.
That, yeah.
But the key just fell out because it was a mistake. And you're like, all right, well.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of shit that, I said it again. That's the kind of stuff that I really.
It is really funny. I like the ones where, you know, they're watching and they have like the PA thing. If you need help, like, yell help. And then it's just funny when you get stuck like that. They're just like, look at page 42 in the book. And you're like, oh, shit. You know, okay, let's do it.
You know, a lot of those people work remotely. They're in their home. They're in their home.
That's crazy.
That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's cool. Yeah.
That's I've never done an escape room.
Oh, yo, we need to do one. Let's do one.
Dude, I've never done one. I want to do one. And I always see them around. Like I live out, you know, in the Kissimmee area. I've never done one before. Like I've always wanted to do one. Just never have. I don't know.
They're just so much fun. And there's so many different ones too. So it's not like you get bored with them. I feel like each one it's so much fun. And the very challenging ones. Oh my gosh. You just get so frustrated, but in like a fun way. I love it.
If you want something really fun,
people get pissed at each other.
Escape Effect does a 2-hour escape room.
I did their 90-minute escape room, the medieval dungeon.
Yeah.
I love to be flogged, so I had no problem.
Yeah.
I think when you have that kind of time, I mean, it is a really an experience. You really kind of if you're willing to give into it, I mean, I've never played Dungeons and Dragons or anything like that, but it really can be fun.
Yeah.
I just would say if you're an idiot, you know, if you know you're dumb, this isn't, it's not for you. It's just not. Because that's true. You know, it's just not for, yeah, it's not for you.
Yeah, I agree. Those are a lot of fun. And so I have a few things. I know, like, sports fans, if you like soccer, or even if you don't, I'm not like a huge soccer fan, but Orlando City soccer games are a blast. If you're just looking for like a crazy energy level, those fans are reckless and they are loud the entire game. They have the cool smoke going on, like the drums going on the whole game. It's a lot of times I don't really know what's going on in the game, but it's just, it's amazing to hear the fans in that and the passion. And if you go for crazy, like an hour or two before and just kind of hang out and tailgate, I guess, with everybody, I mean, it's just a blast. I love those games. I would say also, I know, like, Kennedy Space Center, I mean, that's like 45 minutes away. That's actually really fun, even though I don't think we've ever landed on the moon, but that's okay. That's meant for another day. And then I said, if there's ever like a Broadway show at the Walt Disney Theater at Dr. Phillips, that is a beautiful theater. That's one of like the coolest theaters I've ever been to.
That's where I did Hairspray.
Is it? Oh, really? So you were, yeah, that's top notch. So you weren't kidding.
We sold that show out, but I will say that Dr. Phillips is an awesome, awesome, awesome theater. And you can get tickets for shows uber cheap too. I mean, you know, especially now during COVID, lots of people aren't going. So you can get tickets for cheap. So if your show matches up with your vacation, you can go see a Broadway style show, especially if you're not in a big area.
Yeah, true.
And Orlando had a space where shows came and they built a bigger, better space so we could get first rate tours. When before this, like, Mary Poppins was a Broadway musical and it was too big to fit in our space. And we did not get Mary Poppins on the first leg of the tour because our space was too small. And, you know, that she's got to fly and we couldn't fly her. couldn't, you know, it was just like a lady on a string, you know, like a, like a carrot on a stick. That's what they were, you know, that's what they had to do, have to do. But so they built us a space and now we can get all the big shows with all the big effects. And oh, nice. It's pretty, yeah.
That's cool.
We had the play that goes wrong. And basically what happens is the entire set falls apart in front of your eyes. And you watch this whole show fall apart. It's amazing. That was at Dr. Phillips. And it was just insane. That's cool. So good. Yeah.
I'm going to see Chris Rock there in July. So I'm excited. That's another. They do like other shows there too, though, like comedy shows too.
I hear his ticket prices skyrocketed.
It was expensive. It was over 100. I saw him in Vegas 2 years ago and it was
spent over $100.
I saw only because listen.
Man, I bet that was a slap in the face.
He's gonna have a million views here soon on Reels, so he's gonna pay for one ticket.
Literally.
That's his goal.
I saw him in Vegas and he was funny, so I'm like, I'll go see him again. I'll spend it, whatever.
No, that's funny.
But
I think that's a good spot. It doesn't hurt to look at the schedule if you're big in a theater like that. And again, it's one of the better venues, I think, that you'll go to as far as seeing a good Broadway show. Or
can we talk about why Disney never? I mean, Disney and Universal. You know, like Universal did the Blue Man thing for a while, and then Disney has the Cirque thing. But why don't they have a Broadway show?
That's a great question. I mean, for all of the shows they have on Broadway too, you would just think that there would be something.
Like a venue, you know, to have those, like, come in and just like replace each other.
In China, they do. In China, they have the Lion King playing full time. You know, the Broadway show, you can see that full time. Why don't we?
That's a great point. Almost like Vegas, you know, how they have like book shows that are there the whole year. Like, we should do the same.
Why don't we? Instead, we tried the NBA experience. Who?
Trash.
How many people lost their job because of that decision? Yeah. I want to know.
Trash.
What, you were like taking pictures with a ceramic version of the president of the NBA? Who wants that?
Yeah, let me teach you how to dribble a basketball. This is going to be great.
And what is it? Isn't it now? It's just like virtual reality, a Star Wars virtual reality?
A very cheap virtual reality, which is so when they first said that, I know I did like the Star Wars Void show.
It was
or good. The Void thing. And it was cool. Like it was like, wow, this is impressive. That was when virtual reality was like a big, big thing. And then they announced this. I'm like, wow, they're doing it free too. Like, that's crazy. But come on, it's free. So I heard that and I was like, wow, this is crazy. But then come to find out, it's like virtual reality, like of a video game system you have in your house. And it's like an 8-minute sample of playing like that like sort of thing. So it was like a video game, not like an experience. So it's free. I mean, hey, free at Disney just never happens. I'm surprised they don't
cost
you $10, $20. But
that's Disney's 4-letter F word.
yeah, exactly. So that's interesting, but yeah. So,
but that could be a freaking Broadway show.
It could. That's they could do it there. That's a good point. That's a big.
They have building. The space everywhere.
It's a big building.
Space is
Cirque du Soleil. They do it every year, whatever. They should do every year, 2 years it changes. And you're right. Why not just do like a really nice, like I mean, Frozen. I mean, Lion King. You have so many options as far as Broadway shows go. So
I mean, when you think of Disney on Broadway, Lion King will never go away. That will always be a ticket that somebody wants to spend. And they still have a national tour. I mean, it's not going away. So why not put one here?
Yeah, I agree. Good point. I never thought about it. But yeah, so that's, I think the last thing we can really talk about as far as things outside of Disney is just, I mean, restaurants. Everybody likes to eat. Everybody likes to eat. Everybody likes to drink. So really like food and beverage options. This is where I think there's just so much bang for your buck as far as just getting outside of Disney and just doing this for like a night or two, whether it's dinner, lunch. And again, just cost alone, what you spend at Disney. If you really want to like treat yourself and spend the same amount, but outside of Disney, I think there's just so many cool options that you the quality of food, everything. I mean, Disney does a great job with a lot of meals that they do. Don't get me wrong, but I think we all know their prices are jacked up. So what you can get outside of Disney is just, it's crazy when you compare it. So I guess I want to talk about just our favorite restaurants that you think people, it would be worth maybe heading outside of Disney to just try or do, whether it's expensive, whether it's just more the experience, whether it's just even like a coffee shop or a brewery, whatever it is, that's just like, you have to try this out. Cause this is true. Like Orlando. I don't know. Do you guys have anything?
We just did Valentine's Day at Four Flamingos. That's Richard Blaze's new restaurant at Grand Cypress. And when I tell you that's my new favorite meal, it was exquisite. Oh. We're talking show-stopping cocktails, you know, with an entertainment value. They've got the foam, the smoke, the magic, the mystique, and it's a good cocktail. Wow. And then they've got these appetizers that blow your mind. I had a tuna tostada with a mango yolk. Oh, it was like magic.
That's amazing.
That meal was exquisite. And I would, first of all, I paid a premium because it was Valentine's Day and it was a prefix. And I hate prefix because it's never good, but this was good. Every item on their prefix was on their actual menu and it was incredible. And I would absolutely go back and you got to check that out.
How far is that from Disney?
Oh, you could walk there from Disney.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's basically Disney Springs. It's across from the, it's not Hooters. What's that other, what are they called?
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's
okay.
Right up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That's a good one.
Now, that place was excellent. Now, brunch right next to my house, it's called Dixie Cream. It is locally owned. The food is fantastic. They're always packed. They've got great coffees, great brunches. It's fantastic. They do a skillet. It's called the Mac Daddy Scramble. It's like potatoes and all of the porks, like the ham, the sausage, the bacon. And then it's smothered in cheese. It's like the best thing ever.
That's awesome.
comes with a biscuit. I mean, we used to joke, we would go and eat there and then come home and then crap our brains out and then take the best nap. It was like,
say, like barely walk.
That's the best barely restaurant. Walk you out,
yep. Undo the belt buckle.
I remember one time too, the whole neighborhood lost power and we were in there eating and the power went out in there. And I said, listen, y'all, we're using the bathroom because we're on a septic tank and we're on a well.
Yeah.
And so we don't get more water. And I was like, if you got to poop, we're doing it here. So everybody went. Point.
That's hilarious. Oh, that's so I'll give a couple. So for my drinkers out there, you know me, I like to try different beers and things like that. I'm going to, of course, name drop Dead Lizard just because it's a sponsor and they have really good beer. So I highly recommend checking them out. There's a little drop in there. But downtown Winter Garden, I think just has some really cool spots. And what's it called? The Crooked Can. Crooked Can is so much fun. Not even just for like beer drinkers. I think that whole area, just that little, you know, it's one of those warehouses that they converted into a cool little like farmer's market kind of place of like fun desserts, foods, drinks. They have like a really cool like turfed area outside to play like backyard games and people bring their pets. And I think kids. That's a beautiful area. And kids. Oh yeah. I forgot about kids, but kids too. And I would just say downtown Winter Garden is just a great spot to walk around and try different shops. And they actually, I don't know if it's still there. I think, do they still have that small theater? Like that little, I went to a show there, but
it's called the Winter Garden Theater. And listen, I would be more pro Winter Garden Theater, but they don't like using union actors. They use them sparingly. So I'm not a huge Winter Garden Theater fan. I mean, I am union, so
I get it.
They won't use me. So
I get it. The other ones that I had, I know we talked about International Drive. Just, I mean, that's a very touristy spot. But if you go kind of near where the big Orlando Eye is, Taverna Opa, I don't know what it is. I have so much fun there.
You got to get those potatoes.
The potatoes. Just, oh, that is so good. Now I want to go back. Like it's been a while.
Making love to Mr. Potato Head. That's how good this
is. And we've all thought about it. We've all thought about it. That's the closest you'll get to make love.
My angry eye.
I love that. But no, the entertainment, I mean, they have the belly dancer come out, you get on the tables and they do the napkins in the air. It's just like such a fun environment and the food is phenomenal. Like everything you pay for, it's a little more pricier, but like, I think,
yeah, but if
you don't walk out and think that was ridiculous, like I would never pay that again. It's so good.
It's like, you're like, well, you know, this is $9 and that's $18 and this is $7. So it's like, it's tapas. So if you're cheap, then just get one thing and then go somewhere else if you're cheap. But you still, for $7 for those potatoes, you still get COVID from a belly dancer's belly. I mean, like you still. You don't care, but my like second or third date with my husband, we went and had a picnic at Lake Eola. And I don't know what happened or why it was happening while we were doing this picnic, but it was like a group of heavy set belly dancers had rehearsal there or something but I'm not making fun of heavy people. I mean, whatever, but I find it interesting that that's the profession that you occupation go into. Belly, yes, is right. And they were. But they were shaking it, man. They were shaking it better than some skinny people.
I was going to say, they'd shake it better than me.
Oh, me too.
And don't they have a belly dancer at Epcot at that?
They do. In Morocco, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think she's union?
That's a great question. I feel like yes. I feel like it has, right? Or, I would think so.
I want to see that contract.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go there. True. You should.
Uh-oh.
Belly dancer.
Maybe. Yeah, you want to see your way back in.
Yeah. That's the way.
Belly dancing
a man who needs skin surgery, needs a tummy tuck, shake his belly. It's like, it looks like a bag full of Jello is what, you know, a Ziploc bag full of Jello.
It'd be a great marketing plan. One night only. Equity Ben. Belly dances at Morocco. Spice Road table. Come and see.
As, As if they could, they can barely fill that restaurant to begin with, and then you got me shaking my my weird skin belly. You know, it's like you ever see a guy who lost too much weight, and then that's my belly. It's like this weird. I can't explain it. I'm getting a tummy tuck this Christmas.
Well, listen, it's better than having the big old belly you used to have, right? I mean, come on.
Sometimes I think so, and then sometimes I don't. When I'm doing yoga, I mean, when I wake up and I'm on my back and I wake up and I look down and I'm like, oh, look how flat it is. And then I'm doing yoga and it's like, blah. You know what I mean? It's like an accordion. It's like, blah. And it's just like, and it's hairy and shaky and weird. And it kind of looks like like somebody like popped one of those Mickey balloons. You know, it's just like,
oh my God, the inside of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, and it's like part of it's still hard because I still got like the flat part, you know, the ab part, you can kind of see, but it's just this weird shake. I'm getting a tummy tuck. And then once I get a tummy tuck, I'm going to be like Beyonce. I'm going to shred everything. Then I'll do it. When I get that tummy tuck, then Morocco can call me and I'll be their belly dancer.
Big go. All right, we're going to hold you to that.
I got a restaurant.
I'm going to plug this,
by the way.
Yeah, what do you got?
He's laughing at me. Is he laughing at me? Or
no, I'm laughing because I said shake my belly, and you're like, ooh, yeah. I got one.
International House of Pancakes.
Have you ever tried the Ravenous Pig?
Oh boy. No, I was gonna say, I like tacos. Gringos Locos. There's like three locations. Yes. The Double D's. You ever had those? It changes your life. Soft shell, queso with the hard shell inside. With all the fillings, and you bite into it, especially whenever you're like drunk or a little bit tipsy. You take a bite out of that, you're like, oh my God. And it's good because it comes in tinfoil. It doesn't even come in like a plate. They like hand you tinfoil, like, here you go. This is your food.
That's the best. That's
I like official. Places like that. And if you go to like one of the original ones, it's the size of like your bedroom. It's not big. You walk in there, people are like squeezing behind you to get behind you. Like it's very, very small, but it is good food. Gringos Locos.
Let me tell you, there ain't nothing better than somebody squeezing behind you and then eating a tinfoil taco.
The juice is just flowing down your back.
Yeah.
That's an official experience.
Oh, that's downtown Orlando, baby.
That's downtown. Notice we're not saying much about downtown Orlando. That used to be my spot when I was on the college program and doing
Ibar.
All that. But Ibar and Attitudes and the Lodge. But I don't know. I just don't go down there anymore. It's just not a thing. So. But I have two other spots that are more, again, I feel like the walking around areas, because if you're trying to do a day away from Disney, I feel like these are worth it because it's not just one place. This is from my college program days. And for my people that aren't classy like me, just like dive bars sort of thing over near kind of near where you were talking about, like the, where like the Miller's Ale House is, which Miller's Ale House sports bar, the best. I love it. To watch games. But by the, what were we saying? The
Palm Parkway.
Are you talking Player One?
Yes, that area. I love that area. So Player One Video Game Bar, which actually has really good beers. Like they have craft beers, but you can play all sorts of retro games. They do have like Xboxes, PlayStations, but you can play all sorts of arcade games, you know, N64, whatever. Like if you want to just get your video games on and just like have a group of friends and just go play and have some good drinks, that's a fun spot. And over there, you can walk around to some really cool places. I know Kitty O'Shea's is over there. If you like wings. Mm-hmm. And again, more of like a dive bar / pub. This was the location for all of us like college interns with Disney. They used to do all these great specials that I don't know if they, I don't think they do them anymore just because we took full advantage of them. But and backstage billiards, you could play pool for free. I think they just have like 30 pool tables in this massive bar area. And again, for my dive bar people, all of these locations, I feel like are just fun options to get cheaper drinks and just get a little rowdy, have some fun. If you're just trying to, but there is a Hooters. We were talking about Hooters. There is a Hooters back there.
Which by the way, if you join their mailing list, you can get free wings on your birthday.
Oh, their ranch, you know, their ranch is bomb. But, that's interesting. All right. I'll have to do that. But yeah, that whole area, I just really like, and that's just outside of Disney. So again, from Disney Springs, 5-minute drive, and you're there. So it's really close. The other one I had, that's a fairly newer area, is the whole Margaritaville Resort area.
The by Promenade. 192. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Good restaurants
grew
there
so
too.
Fast. And I went over there for the first time and I haven't been over there that much, but like I have so much that I still need to see because there's just so many restaurants and I don't even know, shopping, all that stuff. And
there is a new restaurant over there too. Crazy. It's called the Island Wing Company. They bake everything. They don't fry anything, which I like. It's there's no like fryer oil, like deep fried stuff. It's all baked in the oven, which I think is a lot better. Mm. And they have really good drink specials, 2-for-1 from 4 until 7 after 10 PM. So they got good drink specials. It's right next to the promenade there.
Yep.
And they have a lot of good restaurants there too. So check it out for sure.
Ten minutes from Animal Kingdom. So close.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Close. You remember that show, The Biggest Loser?
Yeah.
When I first
listen, we get it, Ben. You're a champ. You've lost 150 pounds. I get it. Okay.
No, I'm not rubbing it in. 167. When I first moved to Orlando, they were auditioning at City Walk, and they were doing it at Jimmy at Margaritaville. But I don't know why this stuck in my head. The reporter called it Jimmy Buffets, Margaritaville. And I don't know if she did it because it was Biggest Loser. But anytime I hear somebody say Margaritaville, I think Jimmy Buffets, Margaritaville.
It's funny because I'm actually a really big parrot head. I love Jimmy Buffett. He is one of my favorites. And
That resort is amazing.
It's cool. It looks unreal. And I'd love to stay there at some point. But every time I have to type or like write buffet or but I have to like think about it too. Like, shoot, is it 2 T's? Is it 1 T? Crap.
Is it spelled? It's not spelled the same way. Buffet and Buffett.
I think it is 1 T.
Maybe 1 T. Yeah.
1 T for one buffet, 2 T's for Buffett.
Oh, so Jimmy Buffett is 2 T's.
2 T's. I think. Don't quote me on it because now I'm all screwed up again, but I think it's 2 T's. Buffet is 1 T. And
yeah, you're right.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Still got it.
Well, I didn't know that. Basically, I'm just telling you that I shouldn't be going to an escape room because I'm an idiot.
Escape room.
Like escape. Let's go.
Nick Lee, do you have any? Do you have any favorites?
Well, one restaurant that I absolutely love going to for the experience, and ironically I literally just came from there for dinner, it's called You and Me Revolving Hot Pot. So if you've never had hot pot before, you're essentially cooking your meats like in a broth. But you can do like meat, seafoods, noodles, like
a fondue veggies, sort of thing,
kind of. Yeah, but it's honestly a lot of fun. It's gone viral on Instagram and TikTok because they have the robot called Peanut. Yes,
yeah,
Peanut takes you to your table.
What? So, I didn't know this.
So wait, so you basically tell me, okay, so they got a robot that seats you and you cook the food.
Yeah, you got to do yourself.
What the fuck are they doing?
And yeah, this, you tip, so and you tip the waiter.
Yep.
The robot. Yeah, he needs
tip
oil.
The robot.
He needs oil.
Quite the concept. They said, oh, let's have them pay us so that they can cook the food. We don't
That's
have to do
great
it.
Point.
That's a great business model. Great business model.
And it works.
I mean,
so
listen, if you had fun, I'm very happy for you. And that sounds amazing for you. But if I'm going to a place, I ain't cooking shit. I don't want to go to one of those places that you cook your own pancakes, that you cook your food in the fondue, you cook the hot pot. No, you aren't doing it for me. And, you know, I don't mind going to the hibachi because they're cooking. And then some of them are even feeding you like that. I'll go for it. But if I'm doing the cooking, no, I'm sorry.
They're
no.
usually expensive, too. They're usually very pricey to do like the fondue stuff. Have you had fondue, though? Because it's very good and fun. It is fun. But you're right. If I'm going to be paying 40, 50 bucks a plate or whatever
it
is.
We did that, you know, the big fondue place,
the melting pot.
Yeah. We did that on Valentine's Day again, prefix. It was way too expensive. It was like $200 or $300. Mm-hmm. I was like, what in the world costs $300? Yeah. And I remember they gave us a teddy bear.
Oh, what? That was their like gift to you?
You know, well, so it's like, well, I know you just spent $300 on chocolate and cheese. Here's a teddy bear. So you don't feel like you're getting screwed.
That's a Valentine's Day to forget, that's for sure.
We don't have a lot of good ones. In fact, this Richard Blaze saved us this last Valentine's
Richard
Day.
Richard Blaze.
The restaurant was so good. But I told my husband, I said, if you don't fix it this year, this is the year we get a divorce. He has put up too many. I said, this, we will get a, he's like, I'm doing it. And he did. That restaurant was amazing.
Awesome. Well, listen, every day is Valentine's Day. If I have someone, that's just not the case right now. So, love it. All right. Anywhere else, any other ideas? If not, I mean, this has been a great episode. This has been pretty good here. So
can we say, so we're not doing Disney property, right?
No, do not do Disney property. We are staying away.
Right. Okay.
We could do a different one with like our.
Now I'm dying to know, Mitch. What were you going to say, Mitch? Now
here
we
go. Something. Yeah, justice needs Casey's to be had corner. For this place. No. Time out. No. The best place to go, in my opinion, on Disney property to hang out, have a couple of drinks, which are expensive. You drink before you go. The dance hall is a hidden gem in my mind.
Oh,
I'm one of the only people that goes to the dance hall.
Ben, like four don't shake there. Your head. Ben, dance. Ben, I am pro dance hall all day, Ben, every day.
You know, I've seen too much backstage at that place. I'm telling you what. No, that ain't.
That's why.
No one's ever on the stage. That's only the DJ.
It's very expensive there. With
free admission
stuff,
to get in.
But,
it's like,
but
how can you beat it?
If you get a little tuned up before, I am a sucker for, and people have heard me say this, any bars or like when I used to go to clubs, I don't do that anymore. If you have music videos with the music, I love it. Well, I think we have some really cool ideas. So again, if you're looking to venture out, definitely take our advice on a lot of these. This has been a lot of fun. Again, thank you to everybody that's recording here. Mitch, Nick, obviously great to have you guys. Ben, a pleasure. You have just been so funny. We definitely will have to have you on again. And I need to talk to you because I want to do some sponsors for your jokes. So we'll get you hooked up. So definitely going to do that. But thank you, listeners, for listening and really just enjoying the time. And thank you for your support for our episodes. And again, thank you to our Patreon members. Again, that support goes a long way for us trying to get that video content in the parks and doing all that. So thank you for your support there. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is not goodbye. This is see you real soon. So we will talk to you all later. Please stay safe out there. Have a magical week. And ta-ta for now. Goodbye, everyone. Yeah.